internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Don't make me smack you.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 26th of July, the year of our Lord, 2026. How about that? 7-26-26. It's the last show in July. How many times have you heard me say that stuff? Have you been a faithful listener to the podcast? We'll go ahead and do the rumble first. The goal for today, less politics. Here we go. Gonna turn that volume down and press the stop button and take off the headphones. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for July 26th in the year of our Lord 2026. I realized 7-26-26. Now, last week, if you watched the show, I was like this. I looked like I was stoned. I promise you I was not stoned. I promise you. But on Friday nights, Dee and I have been going to the Galley's Cigar Lounge. Friday night, we left there, had to be before 11. But the week before, we left super late. I don't think we got home the week before until well after 1 a.m. And then we had to make a late night stop at a hamburger joint. I'm not going to mention the name of it. But what a burger they have, I'll tell you. The only place that's open after 1 a.m. in the morning in West Texas. So we had that. So this week, you see the little bag action going here? Yeah. Yeah. Last night I got home at about 12:45. It was between 12:45 and 1 a.m. So that was a fun evening of work. I thought today I would not talk about politics. That I thought I would talk about job stuff briefly, and then talk about some of the amazing events we have planned for us. Now, I know I'm just going to make you jelly for talking about it, but as I was mentioning to my stepdaughter on Friday night at Galley's Cigar Lounge in Leveland, the best podcast that I ever do, and I was talking to Eric the comedian, who's going to appear there, which I'm looking forward to. Very funny man, a good guy. And so we were talking, and I said, you know, some of the best podcasts I have ever done have been without politics. Imagine that. So today I'm going to try not to talk about politics. I'm going to try to talk about me, which I know you probably don't want to hear that either. But I put a pause on searching for broadcasting shows for the moment, broadcasting gigs. Broadcasting jobs. This is a show that I've been doing since 1999 in one form or another. It started as public access television in 1999, and I literally recorded the show on tape, then dubbed it to another tape, edited it to another tape, and I used to edit in NASA video from NASA TV because I got it directly off the satellite. I used to record launches, every launch and landing of the space shuttle as they were building the International Space Station. It was very cool. And I used to put in graphics and stuff. So I would do all that when I was editing the master tape. So I'd have the raw tape recorded in the studio or wherever I was using a camcorder, a Super VHS camcorder. And then I would record that to Super VHS, which is better than VHS, better video quality by far. And then I would dub tape some mail all over the country. And as I mentioned to Eric on Friday night, there was a time where I had 30 different television markets playing tech stuff, your show about technology. Because I am a technology nerd, a technology geek. I'm fascinated by technology, even today, even as Deesa would say, as an old man. I love her accent. It's so cute. Such a beautiful accent. You're the one with an accent, Tim. That's what she says. You're the one with an accent, Tim. Because, you know, she has to emphasize I'm not from Texas originally, right? So I asked her, you know, when we first started dating, well, when can I be a Texan? Well, never. You were never born here. You weren't born here. You could never be a Texan. And the last time I asked her was like on our I think it might have been on my birthday. The big 6-0. That's right. Don't tell anyone I told you this. This is just between you and I. I'm 60 years old. You know, when I had a minor stroke in 2018, I never thought I'd even live to be this old. So believe me, by the grace of God go I. By the grace of God go I. Today I have my old guys are cool tank top. Isn't that neat? Old guys are cool. Because old guys are cool. And I bought this in Redondo Beach. It says Redondo Beach on the back. In like 2016. And now it's just a yucky shirt. But it was like 94 degrees last I checked. Let me look at my handy dandy phone weather deal. It was 94. Now it's 95. Supposed to be 98 today. That's Fahrenheit for my friends in the UK or Europistan or Australiastan or any other stands. That's what it is today in West Texas. It's been about 100 degrees for the last week, which is not uncommon for summer. No, I'm sorry. It is not global warming. We regularly get over 100 degree temperatures in the summer. It is regular. So I put a pause on searching for broadcast opportunities. If you have one, if you're a TV or radio station that's listening, watching, you can contact me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I'm on X, former tweeter, at Stephen Roy Radio. You can DM me there. I don't outlaw DMs unless you're an A and then I block you. So, and believe me, I block plenty. I don't argue with people on the internet. I think that's stupid. Why would I argue with some dude or chick who lives in mommy's basement? A keyboard warrior. No, I'm not going to do that, you know? So when people attack me personally, threaten me physically, I go, nice try, sweetie. Come to West Texas. Come and take it. And we'll see how that works out for you. When I see stupid fights and everything else all over this nation or all around the world, I think, yeah, you know, that wouldn't work out for you well if you did it in West Texas. You might wake up finding that you've had a dirt nap and you're going to meet your God. So, anywho, I digress. So that's why I put a pause on broadcasting jobs while this other job may or may not happen. If it doesn't happen, I will start looking for broadcasting jobs again. I know who's going to want to hire a dude that's owed, right? Well, what I can offer is a myriad, there's a 50 cent word, a myriad of skills, right? Because I not only do I have 25 years of broadcasting, but I have 30 years in engineering skills, right? So if I'm working for a radio station, for example, I can work anywhere from the studio to the transmitter site, right? Because I've built studios, I've built STLs, I've built transmitters, I've put the cable together for rototillers and just basic transmit antennas. I have made connectors on heliacs, which is commonly used in the broadcast industry. That's 50 ohms, as opposed to RF cables in the cable television industry, which are 75 ohms. So, yeah, I'm not going to claim to be some kind of engineering expert. I don't think you would want me to sign off on your documents before you send them to the FCC. You might want to hire a consulting engineer for that. I told you about the consultant engineer I worked with in the eastern Sierra Nevada. We built a transmitter at like 15,000 feet on top of White Mountain for a brand new classic rock station in Mammoth Lakes, California. Last time I went through that area, those stations sounded like absolute crap. I mean, I don't know who was programming them, but the classic rock and the top 40 stations sounded like real dog poo. I mean, it was not good. Not good at all. So I don't know who's running those stations now or how. I think it's still owned by the same people, but not being ran well, believe you me. They're unlistenable. Same thing happened to the station I worked for in Sitka, Alaska. That was my first full-time radio station. And we did a good job. We doubled the income of that station in Sitka with awesome promotions. We had sponsorships for every segment, every day. And last time I was there, it did not sound good. Looked like the station was on automation. There was nobody there. And it wasn't good. It just was not. I know they sold out. Alaska Broadcast Communications sold out to a larger broadcast company. I don't even know who owns it now. It doesn't really matter. So, and I've also worked in Christian radio. So that's why I said, by the grace of God, go I. I'm not going to judge you here today, because let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I am certainly not without sin. And you know, the one thing that Pastor Page talked about today at Church on the Rock here in West Texas was, you know, as Christians, it's very difficult to wait. I mean, for all of us, doesn't matter what religion or non-religion you are, I don't like to wait. I don't like to wait. I have no patience. I took Dee's laptop to the Geek Squad at the place where you supposedly get the Best Buy, and I stood there for about 5-10 minutes, and I said, I'm not standing here, and I left. Dee ended up Googling what was wrong with her laptop and fixed it herself. It was some type of authentication she had to do. And what do you expect? It's Windows, right? That's a Windows XP. That's a Sony Vaio that I've been running since late 2001, early 2002, and it still works. I only use it to do this show. That's all I use it for. And I bought a brand almost new now. It's not new now. Less than a year old. Tiny little Windows desktop, just for surfing the web, just for playing music. And I think I paid like $99 for it. It's a very basic computer. Works great. However, if I was going to buy a computer for work, I would not buy a Windows computer. I would only buy an Apple. No, I'm not talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter. Who had made her get Apple? She had to be high when she did that, I'll tell you. So anywho, so we shall see. I need to learn to wait. I need to learn to be patient. Why? Because I shouldn't pretend to understand the timing of God's plan. And I am the perfect example of that. I spent the most of my life, although I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior at 19, I spent most of my life wandering in the wilderness, lost. And I always tell people, you know, 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt. And somebody I was talking to at Galley's on Friday night said, you know, a lot of people commit suicide after they lose everything, even lottery winners. And I'm like, yeah, I don't doubt it, because they're miserable. They're not happy. How many athletes, how many recording artists, how many people have you seen miserable or even died of overdoses or absolute suicide? Because they're not happy. Because nothing in this world is going to make you happy. Oh, it might for a while. You might buy some stuff on Amazonian and oh, you feel so good. Guess what? It wears off. The only lasting joy and peace you're ever going to have is from God. That's your advice. That's the advice I can give you from your Uncle Stephen, that I have more joy and peace in my life than I ever have, and I should have learned to wait, because I met Dee in 2022, right? So how old was I in 22? In 24, in 26, this year I was 60, so I was 56? Yeah, I was 56. When I met her in 22, right? Because 4 years later, I was 60. So we met mid-50s, and she's a wonderful woman, and I am blessed every day to have her in my life. So I was going to talk this show about some of the stuff we have coming up, and I know I'm probably going to make you jelly, and I'm sorry, but just to let you know what's happening in the life of Stephen Roy. See, it says right there, Stephen Roy. That's my real name, by the way. Stephen Roy, as I adjust my seat. That's great television there, Stephen. Great television. So I have a countdown clock, right? So here's the countdown clock for our cruise. In a very short time, Dee and I are going to be going on a Caribbean cruise. And we went on a cruise for our honeymoon in 2023. And we went to the Western Caribbean. We went to Costa Maya, Cozumel. I think we ended up, I think at first it went to Playa del Carmen and then Cozumel. So we went, so in Costa Maya, we went to a pyramid, which was awesome. I'm gonna mess up the name of it. It was like Chocho Bin or something like that. I'm gonna mess it up, but it was worth seeing. Big pyramids. Do not go to the pyramids in Tulum. They are tiny. They're not bigger than this house. But these pyramids near Costa Maya are yeech. So I do recommend you see that. So we did that in Costa Maya. Went to Playa del Carmen. Went on a bus to an underground cave. They said it was a cenote. It was not a cenote. A cenote is open to the sky, right? So we went on this underground cave. It was fun. It was great. They give you water shoes. You need to wear a bathing suit because you're going to get wet. They gave us a life vest, which I need. I'm a good swimmer, but I'm not a great swimmer. So they gave us a life vest, and we had helmets with lights, right? Now, New Year's, we went to Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs. Went to Manitou Springs. That's where we stayed. We went to Colorado Springs, too, to go to some restaurants and stuff. But, so we went to Cave of the Winds. I think it's called Cave of the Winds, which I recommend seeing. It's a neat cave. It's worth seeing. And they didn't give us helmets. I hit my head. Not this one. This is my recent scar. I hit my head, I think, here. And it bled, right? No, we had no helmets. No helmets. So I hit it on a little stalactite. I think that's what you call it from the ceiling. I can't ever remember stalactite, stalagmite. So it was tight because I freaking hit that thing in my head and split it open and it bled. Not bad, but a little bit. And we should have had helmets on. Well, for this cave tour that we went on near Playa del Carmen, we did have helmets and lights on your helmet. And it was cool. It was definitely worth seeing. And way deep into the cave, we got to swim for like 15 minutes. So it's good that we have the life vest. And you swam. It was deep enough where I couldn't touch the bottom. You swam around this formation and then back again. And then we floated around, I'd say, for 15 minutes. It was great. It was fun. Anywho, so that's what we did there. And then we had to take the ferry over to Cozumel because that's where the ship was. We walked around off the dock for a little bit in the shops, but there really wasn't anything worth seeing. And then we left. Then we went to Roatan. I think that's how you pronounce it. Roatan in Honduras, which is an island off the coast of Honduras. And what did we do there? Oh, there we went on this little underwater scooter, which was so much fun. I think it's called a Boss. It's called a Boss scooter, and it was put on by a dive shop, and so they took us out on a boat, and then we could snorkel for 45 minutes, which was great. So it was so many people. They had two groups to go on these scooters. So as the first group went, the second group snorkeled. So we snorkeled around the boat. The reefs were beautiful, beautiful reef. And then we went out to that scooter. Now, the only thing that was bad about that was less than 3 foot seas, 18 inch seas, I would say. I had to swim like over 100 yards to get to my scooter, right? Because I think they did it based on weight, how much weights they have to counterbalance the scooter. So they sent me way out there to get on, and then you go under the water, and then you put your head up in this thing, right? And it has an air tank on the front of it that's pumping air into this little pod, so you can breathe, obviously. Then they have rescue divers that lowered us underwater, right? So they put a weight on your scooter to counterbalance your weight, and then they had a float that went to the surface, right? And that float kept you from going too deep. So you had basically an accelerator pedal. I don't even know if it was a pedal. I think it might have been it was either something you grab or turned, I don't remember. But it had like little handlebars, right? And I don't remember, I don't think you hit a pedal. I think you grabbed this thing. And then it had a little propeller. It was obviously battery powered. little propeller that made you go. So it was fun. So Dee and I went burr, all over the place. And then at some point, the rescue diver had like a little bag of chum. So he released the little bag of chum, you know, like right where we were. And then the fish were like everywhere. There was little blue fish and yellow fish. And it was a lot of fun to have the fish all around you. And the reef was beautiful. You know, beautiful rock formations and sponges and all kinds of little critters. So that was a lot of fun. Well, this time, when we go in the Caribbean, I wasn't really focused so much on ports. We're going to Cozumel, and I've really never done anything in Cozumel. You know, like in the 90s, before my daughter was born, I went on a Caribbean cruise, and I had broke my hand like 2 weeks before the cruise. I had a boxer fracture. I broke my hand right here. So I had a cast from my knuckles all the way up to my elbow, right? A cast from my knuckles to my elbow. And then I had two of those metal thingies with like blue foam on them sticking out like this out of my cast, right? So I did swim in the saltwater pool one day, and what a huge mistake that was. That cast stank for days after I swam in the saltwater pool, stupid. So I spent most of my time on that cruise sitting in the hot tub, you know, with my arm out like this. And I was a good boy. I mean, we partied. I was like, so that was probably in 92. So I would have been, let's see, in 84, I was, in 86, I was 20. So I was probably 26. And we closed down the dance club every night. Let me tell you something. And we were hanging around with this couple that had just got married because they were buying us beer. Isn't that silly? Isn't that silly? It really is. And we danced until the club closed every night, right, at 2 a.m. And one night we even went up on the deck and they convinced one of the staff members to give them a case of beer in a tub up on the, and take it up to the pool deck, and we kept partying. But after that, we just went to our room. I think we ordered sandwiches one night to our room because we were hungry. But I would get up the next morning, like at 7, and go to breakfast, right? And then and I think I went to the dining room two or three times, or just went to the Windjammer Cafe. I don't know why I went to the dining room, because why not go to the Windjammer Cafe? Because, you know, you can get whatever you want there. I think they had the buffet there, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, it was the 90s, so I it's so long ago, I don't remember. And, I mean, heck. I mean, it was, 34 years ago. So I think I could forget that. Then in the out, I would lay around the pool, right? And then at like 2 or 3, I would go take a nap. I would take a nap for like an hour or two. And then I'd get up for dinner and start all over again, man. That's what we did every day. That's what we did every day. And at least that's what I did every day. It was fun. And I was a good boy. I could have been bad, but I was not. I did not fool around with my wife. I was a good boy. So anywho, that was my first time to Western Caribbean. So at Grand Cayman, I went on one of these submarines. I think it's called an Atlantis submarine. And it goes down about 100 feet underwater. And so I went on that in Cozumel. So I went to Tulum to go to the ruins, which I don't recommend. Tulum's a great little town. I stayed in a resort there once right on the beach. It was wonderful, but I don't recommend going to the ruins just because there's not much there. I mean, if you were in Tulum, okay, but don't ride a bus for like 2 hours from Playa del Carmen or whatever it was, an hour and a half from Playa del Carmen to Tulum. I don't recommend that. That's what I did. I sat on a freaking bus. So then I rode the ferry across to Cozumel, and then right off the ship, it seemed like it was near the ship, right off the ship, I went on the submarine. And I remember, I think they took us by tender from the ship over to like a little dock that they had anchored, right? And the ship tied up to that dock. And then here came the submarine. Surfacing. Submerging is going underwater, right? So here comes the submarine, beep, surfacing. And then it cruises over to the dock and they tie it up. And then they unload the people that were on it and then loaded us on it, and it was pretty cool. We're saying, if you've been on the submarine at Disneyland, it's very similar, except it does go underwater, where the submarine at Disneyland does not go underwater. They go under a waterfall to make it, you know, make bubbles So you think you're submerging, but of course you're not. It's just a boat. So I am digressing a lot. So Dee and I are going on a cruise. So on our honeymoon, we went to Galveston. And we stayed in a beautiful Galvezian hotel right on the beach. It was beautiful. I'm not telling you the name of the hotel. I just gave you a hint because I'm not advertising for them. But it was right on the, like right across the coastal highway from the beach. Beautiful view of the ocean. And we stayed there for the weekend. Now, if you haven't been to Galveston in the summer, let me tell you something. It's Galveston hot. It is hot. We're talking 100 degree temperatures, 100% humidity. I've never felt heat like that. I lived in South Carolina for 3 years, and it was not like that. That is the surface of the sun. So you have to stay hydrated, and I almost passed out. Second day we were there, I will hydrate more this time, I promise you. So we just hung out. We stayed there for a weekend, got married on a Thursday because it was a micro wedding, went to the Galvezian Hotel. We hung around the pool like all day, so we flew there Friday. Hung around the pool Friday, all day Saturday, and then we got on the cruise ship Sunday at the Galveston Terminal, and then we went to the Western Caribbean, and then the day we got back, we flew home. So this time, we're flying down and getting on the ship the same day. I know Matt from Royal Caribbean Blogs that if you want to know about Royal Caribbean or ships or just cruising it in general, I highly recommend the Royal Caribbean Blog. Just go on the YouTube in place. Look up Royal Caribbean Blog, and you'll find Matt's videos. They're very good, very professional. Every week he has a Q&A where he answers people's questions live, and then they have great videos. They have, if you haven't been on a ship, they have tours of ships, of many ships, and he does videos every week. Dee and I just watched like two or three of them this morning, before starting the show. So I highly recommend that, and that's the cruise line I cruise on. This will be my 12th cruise, and 11 of them have been on that cruise line. Went on one that's, you know, the party ship, the party ship that's supposed to be like a carnival. Oh, I'm not going on one of those ships again. It was like the Denny's of cruise ships. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. The dining room looked like a booth at Denny's. It did. So there's nothing, I mean, the food was fine and the service was okay, but the ship is just not that nice. And this was the Elation when it was brand new in the 90s. That's when I went on it. I'm sure it's still sailing today here, you know, 28 years or whatever years later. So that's the plan. We're going to go on a cruise. So that's the first thing that's on the reminder. The next on, see, I'm showing you my reminders. Next on my reminders is Texas Tech football. I am so excited for this season. We went to like 3 games last year. This year we have season tickets. So we'll be at hopefully every home game. I say hopefully because we had something else planned before we got Texas Tech football tickets. So I'm hoping that pre-conference game is at 11 o'clock. If it is, we can go to the football game and then what else is planned. So highly, highly excited for that. It's now called the Galaxy Jones Stadium. The communications company must not have renewed their sponsorship deal. So now there's a data company that sponsors the Jones Stadium, which is the most awesome place to watch football in Division I football. I mean, yeah, there might be some louder, but there is no better home advantage than at the Jones Stadium. I have never seen pomp and circumstance like that in my life. And I grew up in L.A. where I was going to Dodger games, Angel games. There was certainly no pomp and circumstance there. The only thing I remember about the Dodgers was Vin Scully, and they had a live organist that played between innings. That's about the only thing special I can remember. And, of course, I remember Dodger dogs, okay? Dodger dogs were the best hot dog that you'll ever get at a sporting event. Last time I was there with my kids, they were little. The kids were little, so this had to be mid to late 90s. I don't even think it was the 2000s. Went to a Dodger game, sat in the cheap seats, and got them Dodger dogs, and they were no longer grilled. Now the Dodger dogs were boiled, and they were not the same. Dodger dogs were a foot long, And they were grilled, and they were the best hot dog you'd ever get at a sporting event. Well, they're not like, they weren't like that anymore. And so that was the last Dodger game I ever went to. And then, of course, since then, after that, I moved away, not long after that. I moved to Bend, Oregon in 2001, then in 2003 to Alaska, then in 2004 to Mammoth Lakes, 2005 to Southwest Kansas, where I worked at a Christian radio station. And then at the very end of 2005, that's when I started working for the company I work for now and have been there over 20 years, so which is the longest I've ever worked anywhere. So I would hate to leave, but if there's no opportunity for me, well, that's would be why I look elsewhere. So 40 days to Texas Tech football, and this is the concert that it could conflict with the Sam Houston game, which is here. 62 days to Allison Krauss in Union Station. If you don't know Allison Krauss, look up her music. I've played it on the podcast many times, and it's super good. I just noticed that this wasn't recording right again. One of these days, I'm going to have to work on it. I'm going to turn this up. Testing. Nope, that didn't do nothing. Turn this up. Testing. Nope, didn't do nothing. Let's try the master gain. It's going to be loud. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Yeah, a little feedback, too. Yeah, that fixed it. All right, let's see if it stays like that. Gonna have to work on it. See, the top had no audio before, and now it does. Anywho, 62 days to Allison Krauss in Union Station, 93 days to Tarin Wells. I bought the VIP tickets, and believe me, they were less than $100. They were not expensive. Less than $100 each for VIP tickets to see Tarin Wells. He's a pastor and a great, great Christian artist. So we'll be in row two at the Buddy Holly Hall for that. 93 days away. 104 days, we're going to, 104 and change, we're going to see Toast. Toast is a great Bread tribute band. I mean, they are great. I mean, you could close your eyes and you think you're listening to Bread. That's a group from the 70s. If you're too young to know who they are, Google them. Bread, great music. Toast is awesome. I saw them 2 or 3 years ago here at the Cactus Theater, which is a historic theater in West Texas. Awesome. They were awesome. That was their first performance in Texas. My brother and his wife saw them in Escondido, which is just north of San Diego. And we're going to go to California for the first time in about 3.5 years. And more than that, almost 4 years. And we're going to see them in Palm Springs, which is a good place to go in the winter. You don't want to be there in the summer. It's like 120 degrees. But in the winter, it's nice. Snowbirds come down from Kanatistan a lot to Palm Springs. In fact, was it Palm Springs? I think it was the couple. No, it wasn't Palm Springs. There was a couple I once knew. They were my slumlords in Truckee, California, that lived in Palm Springs. Yeah. No, it wasn't the slumlords. The slumlords was when I lived there in a townhouse. When I went back there working in radio, that may have been the couple that lived in Palm Springs, but they weren't slumlords. I didn't have a problem with them. They were cheap, but I didn't really have a problem with them. So the townhouse I rented, I had a real problem with them since they ate my deposit for BS reasons. Like, the woman comes in and she cleans all the windows in the entire townhouse and then deducts that time like she should get paid to clean all the windows inside and out, and that's my responsibility, right? They take that on my deposit. What am I supposed to clean every window on the second story inside and out? No, I don't think so, sweetie. So that's a slumlord. When you screw people out of their deposits, that's not cool. I don't ever want to have rentals again, okay? I mean, it's one thing if I build the town as I envision and I have employee housing. You know, that's a lot different than renting out a place and the people trash it, which happens here all the time in West Texas. Texas Tech students rent a property, just destroy it, and then at the end of the school year, they move on, they leave. All right, we're already over time. So that's what's planned. I did not talk about politics this show. Isn't that awesome? All right. I hope you have a great week and a great evening. And when I'm on vacation, you won't see me for a week or two, and that's okay. I have to have a break too, right? Yeah, absolutely. Everyone should. My parents taught me that if you work hard, you know, that we are blessed that we have good jobs and we work hard so we can have the ability to go on vacations and we're truly blessed. So to have good jobs, good enough that we can go and enjoy wonderful vacations in different places. I hope you can too. So you have a great week. Have a great evening. Have a great day. Yes. Now you have to. Went way over time. It's getting warm in here with all these lights on. I'm going to have to turn off all the lights and turn on my fan. Got a fan over there. I can point at me. There is air conditioning here. There's a duct up on the ceiling. But I don't think it can keep up when it's when I got all the stuff on. All right. Well, I heard this song on the radio this morning, and it was so good and so apropos. That's appropriate for those of you who live in Rio Linda. It was, you know, we were on the way to church, and I had a country music on the station yesterday, you know, Friday. Friday when we came home, I had a country station on, and I don't think D went anywhere yesterday. You know, I had to go to work. And so this morning we're going to church, and then this song comes up by Randy Travis, who I've heard rumors is coming back. After a major stroke, he's finally going to come back to perform. I hope that's true. God bless you, Randy, and God bless you, every listener. Thank you for listening. Three Wooden Crosses on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP song.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of highway.
Gatsby sucks!
Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side. I can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not.
This is RFD.
While upon my got no direction, we're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, but what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you.
Oh my God, RFD!
Forever and ever, forever and ever, forever
tired of losing. I used to win every night of the week. Back when sex and amphetamines were the staples of our childhood physique. I've come to perfections when you turn around to steal a kiss, but you never trusted tomorrow.